So great to be learning together, Sharei Raz, Tshuva of the Week. In this week's Tshuva, I wanted to clarify a little bit on a topic we've dealt with before, and that is surveillance cameras. And we have a Tshuva in the Abia Omer we've mentioned in the past, in Echelek Tet, Siman, Lamed Hey, in the Orach Chaim section, where Rav Avadya permits visiting the Kotel Maravi in the Eir Atika, because despite there being many security cameras installed in the area. And he writes that it's permissible since you're dealing with an Isur Drabanan, the underlying consideration is Isur Drabanan, and it's a Psikresh Bereshad Lo Nichale. It is inevitable, but it's not something that you really care about regarding an Isur Drabanan, and therefore it's permitted. Let me explain a little bit what this means. It says, look, It's certainly not an isur d'oraita. There are no heated filaments in the modern security cameras or in security cameras, and you're dealing with something that's eno mitkayem, doesn't last. And anyway, as he points out, it's going to be doing its recordings that you're going to appear on it. It's not really a malacha. So you're dealing with only a maximum in isur drabanan. And since you really don't care about your appearance being on the security camera, what you're dealing with is a psik reshad lo nichale. You're dealing with an inevitable action that is the underlying isur is only drabanan, and therefore it would be considered to be mutar. Rav Avadya goes out of his way to explain in this tshuva that even though psik reshad lo nichale and isur d'oraita, we are machmir, if it's isur d'rabanan, we are mekel. Just to go through just a little bit of the background to this again. If it's you don't intend the melacha to happen, we follow Rabbi Shimon, it's mutar. If it's inevitable psik reshad, then it would be asur. However, it's psik reshad lo nichale, if it's inevitable but you don't care, that is a big machlok between Tosfot and the Aruch. When you deal with Isur d'oraita, you should be machmir, says Shulchan Aruch. However, when you're dealing with the underlying Isur d'rabanan, that is a big machloka, and Rav Avadya comes out resoundingly that it is mutar. And therefore, this is a situation. In every case, psik resha d'lo nichale, that is considered to be an Isur. On Isur d'rabanan, you could be mekel. Rav Avadya is very, very strong about that, and therefore permits the security cameras in the Kotel Maravi. To visit, and you can visit the old city in Kotel Maravi. Don't worry about your appearance being coming on the security cameras. Not a problem whatsoever. However, if what you find in Yaku Yosef though says that in Siman Shin Yud Chet Siman Lamed Chet that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir if there is a security camera in the apartment building to try to convince the neighbors to disable the security camera before Shabbat. Now, he says, look, if the neighbors don't agree, okay, so you can leave it there. It's not baseline halakha permits it. Psik reshad lo nichale, it's not a problem. Lo nichale, it's yisur d'rabanan, you could be lenient. Now, what's going on over here? Yaku Yosef seems to be against what it says in Abia Omer. Abia Omer says you can go to the old city. And here he says you should really try to, in here Yaku Yosef, it says you should try to neutralize disable the security camera. What's going on here? You have quite a contradiction. So it seems to me clearly that the difference is as follows. In the Kotel, that it is you're dealing with the old city, you're dealing with a security risk, and you definitely need the security cameras. Therefore, the passersby can rely on Psik reshad lo nichale. However, when you're dealing with in a house, if it's an apartment building, if it's not really such a serious security concern, he said, look, try to disable it before Shabbat. But the bottom line is, if there's a serious security concern, then it would be permissible even in a private home, not just the Kotel. We just like the Kotel. People feel that it's a serious concern. You should try to. You should try to neutralize or disable the security camera before Shabbat. Bottom line, the Kotel, go visit the Kotel, the old city, despite the security cameras in front of your home or in a Beit Knesset, if there's a considerable security concern, and you feel it's a security concern, you could be lenient. And then that's how we can harmonize what it appears in Yaakov Yosef and what it appears in Yabi Omer. Wishing everybody a great week with Bracha and Briyut.